Oh, we were poor today. We looked lethargic. I thought they looked bright. They looked sharp. They were a good team. You know, they looked like a team that hadn't played for 10 days. They've had a good break. They had a game called off last week. And we looked like a team in some cases where four games in that short period, we had nothing to offer. We really looked lethargic and tired and very difficult. We didn't play well, but they played well today.
You named a strong team, didn't you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you gave the fans every chance of seeing Irwin.
Yeah, well, I'd like, you know, but even people like Charlie Austin, I'd have to, you know, I had to play him today because I'm short of strikers. I've only got him and Bobby. So Charlie had to play, and that was his fourth game, full game in that short amount of time. You know, every 2 days we've been playing. So, obviously, and he looked today like, he was running on empty a bit today. You know, I'd like to have rested him and a few others today, but it wasn't easy. Some of them had to play.
And you desperately wanted QPR to pick up in this FA Cup. I know it's a long time before you got here, but it hasn't been a good run in the FA Cup for the club.
No, for sure. No one wants to get beat. And we came out today wanting to win the game, but we got well beat in the end. They've done very well. You know, you can see why they've reached the Carling Cup semi-final. The teams have beat Southampton the other week, West Ham, I think. They're a good cup team, cup semi-final last year, so... And they were good. They were full of energy, and they looked like a team that were fresh, and we looked like a team that was not very fresh.
Did you think Louis Reed looked like a good player, the midfielder, 17 years old, set up the first goal?
Yeah, good little player. Yeah. They've got some good players, you know. They're a good team. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, the cup runs are great, but they've got to want to get promoted, haven't they? They were a Premier League team a few years ago, and they're going to want to... You know, the end product is for Nigel is to get them back up this year, I'm sure.
And as for you, priority number one, two and three this season is staying in the league. Burnley up next away.
Yeah, big game for us. Tough game, you know. Burnley are playing very well. We need to try to recoup this week and, and get ready for the weekend for a massive game.
And have you got any news for us in terms of getting involved with the transfer market or the loans that you said you might be able to look at?
No, not a clue. No one at all. Absolutely nothing happening, you know, at the moment. Very, very difficult to find good loan players this time of year.